Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim. Times
are hard. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Ted Fishman back on the show. Ted's a great thinker and one of our favorite folks in the Brain Trust. Shock of Gray is one book. China Ink is another one. You see his byline all over the place. He's a very prolific veteran journalist. Ted, thanks again for being here. I want to pull a report out of you on the Pacific Rim. There was a big Congress, Communist Party Congress that happens every 5 years not long ago.
That's right.
That reinstalled the current premier in a way that hasn't been done in a long time.
Well, the 19th Party Congress embedded the thinking of Xi Jinping into the Chinese Constitution, and his political status has soared, and a lot of people are describing him as the most powerful leader in China since Mao Zedong. Maybe more powerful in some ways because his power is more consolidated. Interesting to me is a lot of his legitimacy comes on top of a massive anti-corruption campaign in China, which has jailed more than 300,000 people. Yeah. And, you know, and we're kind of getting used to people leaving office because of scandal in the United States. It pales compared to China, where there's been an absolute storming of the ranks of officialdom and a purging of people who have sex scandals, bribery scandals.
And they make them pay over there, don't they? They don't just humiliate them. Then they make them pay.
Oh, yeah, and your family pays, too, by association. Wow. in a deep way. But the Chinese people have loved this campaign, and they think that this is a leader who is credibly honest with them. And it's paid off for him, and he's been able to consolidate his power. And he's done it at a time where the United States is looking weak and wobbly. So now China can present itself as the world's leader on the environment. It can renegotiate trade deals where the United States fell back on TPP, which we did not, which was a big multilateral trade agreement.
Was that a mistake or the right thing for Trump to do?
It's worthy of a long discussion. It was a massive mistake.
Really? Okay.
It was a massive mistake because it's going to happen anyway. It's just not going to happen with us.
Right.
You know, whether you agree with the policy or not, it's the way the world's going, and mm-hmm. either we're in the party or we're punished by the party.
Well, my only concern is that I do believe that over the years we have not been smart negotiators. We've been feckless negotiators for these kinds of deals, and I am with Trump on that. I do believe that we can do a better job in negotiating on our interests.
Mm-hmm.
So. Whether that particular deal was right or not, I'll defer to your judgment. You're an expert on that. But I do think that's one thing that we have to think about. I want to ask you about North Korea, because every time I talk to a person like you, a knowledgeable global thinker, especially with people with some knowledge of the Eastern, the other side of the world, and I ask them, what is your biggest concern? Without leading them, they don't know. I'm going to ask this question. What is your biggest concern, existential threat, do you think, is in the world right now? Without blinking, without thinking, they all say North Korea.
You know, I just gave a big talk in Canada, nearly 600 people in agribusiness. They're very excited about selling Canadian products there, and they want to know all the risk factors in China. And I just felt the whole time while I'm telling them everything that can go right and wrong in China, there's the North Korea scenario looming far larger than anything I can
mention. The elephant in the living room, right.
And it's very unsettling.
Is China – China has an interest on both sides of that aisle. They have an interest – with us, they have an interest with China, a geopolitical issue with China. They have an economic issue with us. Is China more likely to hedge on their geopolitical interest than they are on our pressure?
Of course they are.
They always will, won't they?
They always will, and if you're a government, you always should, I imagine.
They think they see North Korea as a buffer between them. I mean, they an actual buffer, don't they, between them and us?
They do, but I think that thinking may change over time. They may see that if they can somehow normalize North Korea and get it more in the South Korean mode, then there's no reason for South Korea to really be our ally anymore.
Will they prevent him from pushing a nuclear button?
They'll do everything they can to prevent him from pressing the nuclear button, of course.
Yeah, I hope so. Hey, Ted, good job today. Will you come back?
Oh, well, always.
Thanks for being here. Ted Fishman, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Ted joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.